Next patient is next patient is John O'Neill. That's John O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L, O'Neill. Date of birth is 4/16/42. Date of visit 10/17/22. Please make copy for please make copy for Jennifer Kramer, APRN. Jennifer Kramer, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending John O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L, for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is an 80-year-old male who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion and a cough. Also has a history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The patient was recently sent for a chest x-ray, which showed chronic scarring and fibrosis. And the x-ray was done in October of 21. The patient since then has had no CAT scans and denies any history for pneumonia. Has had no weight loss, night sweats or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension. Also has a history for tonsillectomy remotely, an appendectomy, and has had bilateral cataract surgery with implants, and right total knee replacement, and history of coronary artery disease with stenting of the LAD. He has also had pubic bone fracture following an accident, as well as fracture of the sacroiliac joint and the pelvis, and has been treated for, pelvis and rib fractures on the right, 7th and 8th and 9th period. The patient had peptic ulcer disease and hiatal hernia and has been exposed to asbestos and has had fibrosis from asbestos exposure while in the military. Next paragraph, allergies to IBP dye. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and quit. No alcohol use recently. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of emphysema and strokes. Mother died of brain injury. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight loss, has had cataracts, and has vertigo and hoarseness. Also has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. Has abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, and constipation. Also has had chest pains and denies palpitations, so leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising and joint pains, muscle aches, and has had headaches and numbness of the extremities and some memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list included amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, protonix 40 milligrams daily, singulair 10 milligrams daily, and Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next, for physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male who has multiple joint deformities of his extremities and has trouble standing up. He has muscle wasting in the lower extremities and deformities of the knees. His skin vertigo was good. He has mild peripheral edema, but no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 80. Pulse is 96. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 188. And saturation 96 and weight is 188. Patient has home O2. HENT announced phallic pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat was mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Next, supple number is no thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional crackles, both lung bases. Heart, the heart rhythm to irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Multiple joint deformities. There's no cap tenderness or swelling. And human sign is negative. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. And skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, crash number 1. Pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. And number 2, COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, history of hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and blood gas study. He was also advised to get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the interstitial lung disease. Advised to go on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And continue with the other mentioned medications above. And a PFT, the patient will be seen for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. He will continue using oxygen at night, so 2 liters nasal cannula, and as needed during the day. I will make an addendum report after his next visit. Thank you for this consultation. copy for Jennifer Kramer, APRN. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.